glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Through the centuries, Israelites gathered to observe the Passover feast. God commanded that his people remember the night of death and salvation in Egypt. Death visited every house in Egypt while the blood of the Lamb saved the people of Israel. The cries of death rang out as the firstborn died in every home. That final plague that God visited upon Pharaoh broke the nation and set the Israelite slaves free. It was at the Passover feast that Jesus was arrested. The Jews, who were prepared to remember the greatest deliverance of their ancestral history, were engaged in the plot to silence the greatest prophet, the great man among all men, Jesus of Nazareth. They considered him guilty of sins that demanded his death. So to Pilate they went and asked for his crucifixion. And the deed was done. Orders were given and Jesus was hung upon a Roman cross. There he bled and died. The crowds were mocking him. Soldiers gambled for his clothes. A few wept for him. Darkness fell upon the earth while the Son of God languished in pain, suspended between heaven and earth. And when his final breath came, the earth was shaken, tombs were opened, and even the soldiers knew him to be more than a man. It was the blood of the Lamb that saved the people of Israel from death. Little did they know that the death of Jesus, the Lamb of God, would be the blood source for saving all people from sin. Little did they know that instead of silencing this man, Jesus, they were fulfilling the scriptures. Jesus had foretold them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will rebuild it." It was not the physical temple standing in Jerusalem that Jesus spoke of, but rather his body. They had led Jesus to Calvary to silence his voice, to put him to death, to plant his body in the earth. But instead, they made possible the greatest message that would ever be told. Today is the anniversary of the day Jesus broke the bonds of death. Today we celebrate the first day of the week. For it was on that Sunday morning when Jesus was not found in the tomb where he had been laid. He was alive. He had risen from the grave. The grave could not hold him. Death had no claim on him. He gained victory over death to claim a release for all who are enslaved to sin and its wages. The Apostle Paul kind of sums it all up in the following statements. Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes." Romans 1:16. And in Philippians 3:10 and 11, Paul wrote, "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead." I would like to ask all who are listening to our program today if you have the same desire as the Apostle Paul in that last statement. Do you want to know Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection? And then I ask, what are you doing to know it? I know exactly what the Apostle Paul did. From the very day he came face to face with the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, that Jesus of Nazareth did not only die on a cross, but that he was raised from the grave, proving his claim to be the Son of God and Savior of the world, this man lived by faith every day for the rest of his life. And that faith led him to be a servant in the kingdom of God. He ministered to people. He taught the gospel to the lost. He helped to feed the poor. He showed compassion upon those who were hurting. He lived a righteous life, and a life that confessed his faith in Jesus. I believe in a general sense that all of us who want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection must do the same. Oh, we will not all be called to travel through the world spreading the gospel message and establishing congregations wherever we make believers, or then returning and visiting those churches, strengthening them with teaching from God. However, I find that it is only possible to know Jesus and to know the power of his resurrection when our lives are changed, when Jesus becomes Lord, and when the sinful life is turned away from sin and toward God. No one comes to know God simply by having a fine education that enables one to have successful business and profession. Or no one comes to know the joy and peace of the hope of life after death by filling life here with all the pleasurable things this world offers. Jesus is found and known by coming humbly to the cross where he died and believing that there he died for me and for everyone. And that cross is the blood source of salvation. Through the cross we come to the empty tomb and we see life again. Life lived anew in this world. We then turn away from the sins of this flesh and turn to an obedient life before God. We also see life lived beyond this world. We live in full assurance of eternal life. The Apostle Paul did not casually follow his faith in Jesus, and nor should we. It is something that demands a lifetime commitment. And so as you come to this special anniversary date of the life-saving event at Calvary, please ask yourself if you have made a lifetime commitment to Jesus as your Lord. Today Jesus would say to us who are not with him, anyone who has not made this confession, who has made the commitment, he says, "Come unto me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life."
Jesus, you were all to me. Why did you die on Calvary? O Lamb of God, I fail to see how this could be part of the plan. They say that you're alive again, but I saw death and every sin reach out to claim their darkest wish. How could this be part of the plan? If I could only hold your hand and touch the scars where nails were driven, I would need to feel your side where holy flesh by spear was riven. Presence, holy face, a vision filling time and space. Your nearness makes my spirit race. Could this be part of the plan? I see the wounds that cause the cry from heaven, ocean, earth, and sky. When people watch their Savior die, could this be part of the plan? Reaching out to hold your hand and touch the scars where nails were driven, coming near, I feel your side where holy flesh Now I believe, Jesus, now I believe, your cruel death was part of a heavenly plan.
I proudly say with blazon cry,
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.